That maggot line, a little hard to get through, but if you persevere, you will eventually make it. So let's see who's there. Hello, what's on your mind today?
Tell me why we're here.
Can I tell you why we're here? You mean why we exist?
Yeah.
The maggot tree, wondering about ultimate truths. What's your name?
Rodney.
Rodney. Well, all right, Rodney. I don't know why we're here. I wonder that myself. Rodney asks that we wax philosophic. Rodney, I don't know, buddy. I know the way we're here. If it depends on which version you believe. If you believe that God created us all in his infinite wisdom and mercy so that he may watch over us and guide us through our lives, and in the end we will receive the ultimate reward. That's why we're here, Rodney, because God said so. But if you're the school of thought that says, well, there was a great cosmic explosion, the climactic conditions were right, before you know it, an amoeba met with a paramecium and slimed out of the ocean, and one thing led to another, and we evolved, then we're here because of an accident, Rodney. We're here for no reason at all. Wouldn't that be something? Would that change your life if you knew for a fact? If somehow they came out with some kind of story, they said, oops, we made a mistake, there is no afterlife, they found the body, there's no resurrection, we misled you, this is it. You got however many years were allotted to you by the luck of your health, and after that, bingo, dust in the wind, nothing, the eternal blackness. Would that change your life at all, huh? How many people live lives of desperate frustration only because they know, well, one day I'll go to heaven, but I'm living in a double-wided Waldorf, it's horrible, and my husband beats me, and he's an alcoholic, but I take care of my kids who don't really like me anyway, but one day, when I'm dead and gone, and I'll be up there with God, and everything will be wonderful, huh? Suppose that idea was taken away. Suppose you wouldn't be up there. Would that change your life at all, huh? Would you be tempted to say, FTS, the heck with this, I'm doing what I really want to do. No, instead of putting up with it, instead of doing things because you'll be rewarded, you do it because you want to do them things. It would be spooky, huh, knowing there's no afterlife, but it'll also be interesting to know there would be no divine retribution either. You know, all the times you didn't do anything because it was a sin. Now, after all... Blinding light in here. Is that you?
Yes, it is me. How dare you question my existence?
Well, I wasn't questioning your existence, sir. I was merely posing a theological question, that's all.
Theological question, my pojas! You dare question me? I ought to fry you like a cinder!
Be careful, geez, you nearly hit me with that one, sir. Be careful, I won't let it back. I know you're there. I was just, trying to, provoke some thoughts.
Well, I will provoke your pojas should you ever presume that I don't exist.
What's the matter? You got a cough?
I have the sniffles. I think I may. I may sneeze. Oh, God bless myself.
Wastelands, Hot Waters, plan now on a...